Some of you here this morning feel incredibly lost. Life is not making much sense for you. When it does, it's not working out. He wants you to know is that He's brought you to this place because He loves you more than you can possibly imagine. He wants you to know that He loves you more than you can possibly imagine. If you'll just let Him do His work in this service in your life, you're going to go out of here changed. You're going to go out of here changed. How many of you believe that He can do that? Yes, hallelujah. And you're wondering, how can that change take place? Saith the Spirit of grace. All things are possible. All things are possible to those who believe. If you'll just accept that I love you and that I desire to work for you, I can make that thing begin to take place even today in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you give somebody a hug this morning? And if you're running across a father, give him a happy Father's Day hug. Praise God. Worship you, Jesus. Just continue in that place just a little bit more. Worthy. We worship you. We glorify you, Father. We thank you that all things are possible and this region of Florida is saved. You're not here by accident this morning. God's got a plan for your life. It's beyond what you can see right now. Some of you can see it. Some of you not so much. But He does have a plan. He's got a purpose. Even your ability to get up and get going this morning and get here was not your strength. It was the power of the Holy Spirit. So He's working a work of grace even today for you. And see, we've been calling you here. We've been calling you here. We've been every week saying this. This house is filled with people who want to get to know Jesus. I'm looking out at faces this morning and I'm seeing some that are saying, that's me, I need to get to know Him in a way that I've never known Him before. Well, here's the greatest story ever told. It's so simple. God so loved the world. Jesus said this, I did not come to condemn the world. I didn't come to condemn it. I came to restore it. I came that they may have life. They could have life in me. He doesn't come with condemnation against who you are. He comes with an offer to you to restore you. Now I'm speaking prophetically this morning. You saints, continue to pray because He's wanting to put a net out this morning. For God so loved the world. Well, what did He do? He sent His only begotten. He sent His only begotten Son. That whosoever would believe in Him would not perish. Well, how does that happen? It happens on this wise that all of us was born spiritually dead. In other words, the appetites of sin that we got, even whatever controls you now, if you're not born again, was passed over from your physical mom and dad. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What that means is that everybody from the beginning of Adam, once Adam fell, all the way up to Christ. Christ was the first man ever in 4,000 years to ever come into this world with a spirit that was totally alive unto God. Everybody else had a death nature, meaning this, they had the appetites of sin inside of them. One time Jesus is talking to a man, and the man's name is Nicodemus. And Jesus says, unless you be born again, You cannot enter the kingdom of God. In other words, you can't go to heaven. You can't go there unless you're born again. And Nicodemus, he asked a real, real good question. He said this, how can I, when I'm old, how can a man, when he's old, be born again? How does he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus said, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that. He said this, that which is spirit is spirit, and that which is flesh is flesh, meaning this, your mom and dad gave you your first birth, but only the Spirit of God can give you your second birth. And what happens at that moment in time when you surrender and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes in to that invisible part of you. It's that place that we call spirit. And He brings life on the inside. And then you're born again. In other words, you receive a life that's just like Christ's. You receive a nature that's just like His. Now, without that taking place at some point in your life, and then sometimes people will make that decision and get so far out there, years, and the enemy starts piling stuff on it, a lot of trash and garbage and stuff, and then they question, am I really still there? Well, here's how we answer that question. We always go back to the blood of Christ. The Word says if a man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus the righteous. And His blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness, meaning this, whatever, if we've never been there, we can go there. And if we've been there and we've messed up, then guess what? We can go right back to the blood, and the blood will cleanse us again and again and again. How many are glad the blood never gives up? Now this morning, He's wanting to touch some of you. He's wanting to restore you. Today's that day. It's a day of hope. It's a day of new beginning. Why don't you just all stand with me this morning? Jesus, the saints are praying. Jesus, worship You. You're here this morning, and I know you are. You know that while I was speaking, something was speaking to you. That was God. I know today's Father's Day in the natural. There's something far greater important. Your Father, He wants to bring you home. You may be lost. You may be out there so far you feel like you can't ever get back. Right now, He's speaking to you. He wants you back. He's always wanted you back. So here's your opportunity to step through that door, to come forward, just allow His Spirit just bathe you in His love. If you're here this morning, you hear my voice and you know that God's speaking to you. I'm going to pray a prayer. And I want us all to pray it together. The Word says this, if we will confess with our mouth, believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. That's all you have to do. Just that simple. Just believe it in your heart. Confess with your mouth, shall be saved. It means all this starts on that confession of faith. So would you all pray with me this morning? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for Jesus Christ, Your beloved Son. I'm asking You to come into my life. Jesus, Forgive me for all my sins. Wash me in your blood. Lord, I know I need you. I can't make it without you. I'm calling on you today. I receive your love and I receive your forgiveness. Come into my heart. Change my life. I receive you now as my God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's just continue to pray. You prayed that prayer this morning for the first time or for a time. It's been a long time. You meant it. Would you raise your hand? If you're coming back from a place and you've... You know that place. You know he was speaking specifically to you. Just lift your hand this morning. Thank you. I see that hand. I see that hand. Anybody else? You prayed it and you meant it. Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, there's been a... Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I can tell you, there has been a harvest this morning. There has been a harvest. Glorify you. Glorify you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, lift your hands. I saw hands go up. Praise God that I know. Receiving the Lord. So we praise you and we worship you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Oh, the angels in heaven are rejoicing. They are. Praise God. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer, you just want to even be a little bit more bold with it, why don't you just come and stand? If you prayed that prayer, and it's been a long time, why don't you just come and stand here with me? Give her a great big hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, this starts. New day. It's a new day for you. Let it go, because it's all now under the blood. You get to be a new person. Nothing. Don't let the devil or anybody on the planet tell you that you're any different than what he says that you are right now. So, in Jesus' name, receive this gift of life. I give God all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer this morning? Yes? Is this the first time you prayed that prayer? It's your first time. What's your name? Saul. Yes, he remembers me, bro. Yes. I know you. I know you. 20 years ago, you knew me in construction. In Gateway, yes. Was I witnessing to you back then? Salvador, your friend. He's the brother to your brother-in-law. Yes. And 20 years later, 20 years later, you receive Jesus today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Might not have hugged you out there, but I'll hug you in here. This
yes.
You're born again, going to heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. I'm Bronco. Yes. Thank you, sir. Praise God. Would you give these a great big hand? What's that? You have gotten married? And you recently got married? Yes, recently. They said, could we bless it? Would you stretch your hands this way and bless them? Wow, they just got married, or they got married a while back. You get born again today. Jesus, I bless them in the name of the Lord. I bless them in the name of the Lord. Your grace be upon them. May their marriage be a prosperous marriage. May the Holy Spirit anoint them and bless them and take them forward. And Lord, we bless them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. What more could we have asked than to have a harvest? What more could we have asked? Hallelujah. I know there's some more that's prayed. You need to come see me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Can we just sing that? We're doing that. How many of you believe this is good harvest ground? Don't you pray and ask Him what He'd have you to give today? Summer is a challenging time in the natural. People are gone and a lot of people are missing. But I believe that He meets your needs and our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you. To worship my Lord Jesus. Jesus. And so sharing some really good stuff. Thought I'd ask him to exhort just for a little bit. So you listen, let the Lord just kind of speak to you, encourage you from the Word this morning. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Some steps there.
Yeah. Real quick. So
common question. It's a common question, people. Mean so well. And I'm going to go into what me and Pastor shared Friday. Pretty good stuff through the Holy Ghost. It's a common question. Is, how are you doing? It's common everywhere I go. And I say, great. And they say, really? Yeah, really. Paul says something spectacular in 2 Timothy when he was in prison, in bonds. He said, I'm in these bonds suffering as an evildoer, physically in bonds and chains, and fetters and chains. He said, while I'm in bonds, I'm not bound. Meaning, in the natural, Satan has chains on me. See, just because right now when I say this to teach you something, my eyesight is very limited, it means nothing. You know why? Because our operation is internal. Paul said, I'm bound in bonds, but I'm not bound, meaning no one can stop the power of a man that's born again and Holy Ghost filled. No one can stop that operation. Okay, so I can't see your face right now, but I'm head over heels falling in love with this man named Jesus Christ. So really, really and truly, I'm doing better than I've ever been in my life. So really, I'm doing great. I'm doing great, my friends. How are you doing with your two good eyes? How are you doing? The Holy Ghost whispered to me the other day, and I didn't know what he was making reference to. He said, if you follow, you'll be followed. And I didn't know, really. If you follow, you'll be followed. I didn't know what it meant. And to share the revelation of Psalms 23, I'm going to have to go back a little bit for about 5 minutes and share something else with you. As I began to read the Bible, hear the Bible, came across the words. It said, follow me and I will make you a what? Fishers of men. See, it just occurred to me, though, that I said, well, the first thing you told them, the first commission that you gave them, Lord, was to be fishers of men. You know, teachers, preachers, prophets, evangelists, we're called to do that, absolutely, for the edifying and perfecting of the saints. We're called to do that, absolutely. But, you know, the first thing that he told us to do wasn't to be a fisher of men. First thing he asked me to do was to follow him. And I will make you a fisher of men. Not a fisher of men like the court, like the body of Christ does it now by zeal. But Jesus said, follow me, boys. And I will make you fishers of men. Follow me. Follow what I say. Follow what I do. Follow what I didn't say. Follow what I didn't do. Follow how I react. Follow how I didn't react. Follow me and I will make you a fisher of men. And by the way, boys, if you desire to come after me, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me daily. And in the following process, boys, while I disciple you, as we walk from region to region, follow my lead. Simon Peter, when I raised your mother-in-law from that severe fever, you saw how I reacted. You saw what I did. When I raised up the briar at the gate, you guys followed me. You saw what I did. When the damsel was dead, follow what I did when that happened. When a man within the tombstone for 4 days and he stinketh? You were with me. You followed what I did. Follow my lead. Even on Calvary, boys. Follow me to the end. Even on Calvary, you saw how I took one home with me. You took one home with me. I took one home with me. Even to my last breath, there was enough anointing in me to take one home with me, which was the thief. And I said to him, surely you'll be with me in paradise. You saw how I handled the Pharisees. You saw how I handled the woman caught in adultery. The modern day church would have ripped the woman caught in adultery. But Jesus said, go and sin no more. Woman, where are those thine accusers? Follow me. He didn't say have zeal and be a fisherman of men. He said, follow me. Follow what I do, boys, for years. Follow me. Just follow me. Follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. As you, how you see me operate, what you hear me say, what you don't hear me say, follow me, boys. And I will make you a fisher of men. Follow me. I don't know what the span was when they followed him, how many years before they actually taught the word of God, but he never commissioned them in the gospel to teach it. They preached it and demonstrated in power, but they never taught it. And I'm getting to the point that I'm about Psalm 23 in a little bit. It says, follow me. If you follow Homer, you'll be followed. So the first commission that we have as disciples is to follow him. Follow Jesus. Follow him. Not have a zeal for him and to be a fisher of men, but to follow his lead. He was our perfect and is our perfect prototype, and he taught me and you how to fish for men. And he's currently teaching us still through the Holy Ghost. Follow me. Follow my lifestyle. Follow my love, boys, and I will make you fishers of men. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow me daily. Sometimes we forget about that we're called first to consistently be called disciples and to be disciple of Jesus Christ. We forget about that. That discipleship is from the day we got born again to the day that we die. We're always to be discipled by the Lamb of God and the Holy Ghost. Never leaving discipleship. Out of discipleship is our preaching and teaching gift or a prophet gift, but it all is a fruit of our discipleship, of following the Lamb of God. And those words made me cry. They made me weep. I said, Lord, I have to always remain a disciple to the day that I go home. I said, but why did you whisper to me, Holy Spirit? If I follow, I'll be followed. I didn't know at the time. I just knew that Jesus asked me because I put myself on the mount that day. He said, follow me, Homer, follow me. I want to train you, son. And then I began to read Psalms 23. With this in mind, with this in my heart, that the words of the Holy Ghost that were whispered to me. He said, follow me. And you will be followed. If you follow, you'll be followed. What does that have to do with Psalms 23? So I couldn't take my ears and my eyes off of Psalms 23 and doing what I do, reading it, praying in the Spirit, reading it, praying in the Spirit, reading it, praying in the Spirit. Surely if the Holy Ghost whispered this to me, it's worth me finding out what it means. Wouldn't you think? Homer, if you follow, you'll be followed. Jesus told the disciples, follow me. Follow my lifestyle. And in the following process, boys, deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me daily. Not on occasion. Not when our emotions led us or didn't let us. but you follow me daily. So the words kept going through my spirit. Follow and you'll be followed. Follow and you'll be followed. So then my eyes were glued. My spirit was glued on Psalms 23. It's one of the 12 or 13 Psalms that I go through quite a bit. And David says, the giant killer, the man anointed by God himself to be king over Israel, I named my young one after King David. And David, Pastor Bronx's dad, thought I named him after him. Can you believe that? Close, David, close. So then I began to read the 23rd Psalm. I've read it, I don't know how many times before. And I began to read it with the thought and the whisper of the Holy Ghost. I said, follow, and you will be followed. Okay, could you give me some clarity, sir, please, Holy Spirit? Give me some clarity, insight on that. But I knew it paralleled the teachings of Christ and the Gospels. So I began to go through the Psalm over and over again like I do. Nothing different. Pray in tongues and read the Bible. I pray in tongues and read the Bible. That's all I do. David said, the Lord is what? My shepherd, right? What does a shepherd do? He tends to the sheep, correct? A shepherd leads, right? And his sheep what? Follow. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. He said, I shall not want. Shepherd follows, leads, sheep follow wherever he goes. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. A shepherd leads, his sheep follow. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The reason the sheep laid in the green pasture was because the shepherd led and they what? Followed. He said, he what? He leadeth me beside the what? Still waters. A shepherd leads. He led me to the green pasture. He led me to the what? Living waters. He led. The sheep followed. He said, then he restoreth my soul. To me, the Psalms is a prophetic psalm regarding the Christ. We know that. But it's a psalm of natural and spiritual provision. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord said to me, follow and you'll be followed. Follow, son, and you'll be followed. Jesus was the shepherd of the disciples. He said, follow me. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me daily. David said in Psalms 23, thousands of years before, or hundreds of years before, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd leads. He said, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Shepherd leads, sheep follow. I was taken to the green pasture because I followed his lead. By the living water, because I followed his lead. He said, my soul is restored. Again, he said, he leadeth me, what? In the path of righteousness. Again, the shepherd leads. Wherever he goes, I go. He knows where he's taking me. As a sheep, he knows where he's taking me. He leads, I follow. Okay, Lord, so far I've just been leading. You've been leading. I've been following. He leads me in the pathways of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This is what he said that's incredible to me. He said, I will fear. Listen to this. Listen to the revelation that he had. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I, the sheepy sheep, said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I will fear no evil. For thou are what? Are with me. Shepherds lead, sheep follow. He laid down in the green pasture because he followed the lead of the shepherd. He partook of the living water because he followed the lead of the shepherd. His soul was restored. His soul was restored. He followed the lead of the Lord, pathways of righteousness. Then he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I said, why didn't you fear? Because the same God that he followed to the green pasture, the same God that he followed to the living water, the same God that restored his soul, was the same God that he followed in the valley of the shadow of death. There goes big bad Jesus in front of me. I will fear no evil. See, God is with me in the flesh. My shepherd is in front of me. I will fear no evil. Okay, Lord, I'm still following your leading. You led me to the green pasture. You led me to the still waters. You led me through the valley of the shadow of death. I know now that I will fear no evil because you're with me. You told me to follow, not be followed. So far, I'm just following, which is a good thing because that's what we're commissioned to do. The first calling wasn't to catch men. The first calling that we were commissioned to do was to follow him, and he would make us fishers of men, to follow his lead. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the pathways of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He said, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup, it runneth over. You talk about provision in the midst of a trial. See, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. You anointest my head with oil. I have the Holy Ghost in abundance. So far, he's led. The sheep is followed. The Holy Ghost whispered to me before Psalms 23, if you follow, then you'll be followed. Well, I want what's mine. And you do too. That's why you're here this morning. This is what the Holy Ghost showed me. The Lord is my shepherd. That I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I will fear no evil because I have this revelation that I'm following life eternal. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, my cup. He anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. So here we go. I followed. What's following me? What does the very next verse say? Surely what? Say it together. Surely what? Shall follow. Who? Me. The sheep. The sheep that's following the shepherd. I'm guaranteed something by the Holy Ghost through this prophetic song. said, if you follow, son, if you follow your shepherd from henceforth forever. 11, if you follow your shepherd, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Oh, listen, if I follow him, he didn't say have a zeal for him. He said, follow. If I follow him, Pastor Bronk, if I follow the shepherd, my soul's going to be restored. If I follow him, Simon Peter, if you follow me, you dummy, some of the crazy things that you said, if you follow me, I'm giving you a personal guarantee. Bartholomew, John, Levi, if you follow me, I'm going to make you a personal guarantee. The Lamb of God, God in the flesh, is going to make you a person. Not it. He didn't make a personal guarantee because his word is guaranteed. He said, surely goodness and mercy as I follow him wherever I go, through the valley of the shadow of death, trial, tribulation, good report, bad report. If I learn and keep my eyes focused and my spiritual ear open to the voice of the shepherd, I'm guaranteed that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Just because I don't feel like good is following me doesn't mean that good isn't following me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you, sheep, all the days of your life. And then he speaks figuratively, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, meaning you will always be Jehovah. And your word is what I live by. It was not a physical tabernacle. I can prove it over and over again through the scripture. He said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You will always be Jehovah. You will always prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You will always anoint my head with oil. My cup will always run over because I've learned to follow your lead. And as I follow your lead, Lord, you recompense me and you give me what I need to finish this walk. You give me what I need. Your glory is what we're after. Why do you think Stephen could lay it all down and be stoned? Life and death meant nothing to him. Why do you think Paul could be stoned, taken outside the city and brought back in? Because life meant nothing to him. Why do you think the 11 that were martyred were crucified upside down and filleted alive? Now I know why they could do it. Because there was a place of passion and love for Jesus that I never knew existed. Jesus raised the dead. They raised the dead. Jesus died a martyr. They died a martyr. Jesus healed the sick. They healed the sick. Jesus walked in compassion. After they got saved, they walked in compassion. Make no mistake, if we learn as sheep to not go ahead of the Holy Ghost, if we learn to follow, if we learn to follow the lead of perfection, the voice of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, if we deny ourselves, if we take up our cross, if we follow him daily, if we follow him, this glory that the Gospels talk about will be ours so that he will be glorified. But we have to not be zealous people, but to be humble people, to follow the lead of our shepherd, and his name is Jesus Christ. If we learn to follow him, we will be followed by the glory that he walked in. This is the thing Are you willing to follow him even through the valley of the shadow of death? He had a revelation, Pastor. He said, the Lord, he is with me. Once we come to that revelation, life doesn't matter. Once we come to the revelation that Jesus Christ is real, death, being a martyr, whatever, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I told the Lord, I'm not dying of sickness. If I die, I'll be martyred, or I'll be raptured, or I'm going to go home in my bed when I'm done with my course. Ain't no devil from hell going to take me home or send me home early. Will not let him impose his will on me. I will not let him. I am a son of God. I'm learning to follow him. If I can keep my eyes focused on Jesus Christ and allow him to disciple me through the Holy Ghost, I am guaranteed that goodness and mercy, I'm guaranteed it because God spoke it, that goodness and mercy would follow me as I follow him all the days of my life. And I guarantee you, friend, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He is Jehovah. I abide in the secret place of the Most High because I know Jesus Christ as Redeemer. I have made God my habitation through Jesus Christ. I have known his name. And he speaks to me at the end of 91 and says, I will show you, son. I will show you my salvation and I'll deliver you because you have known my name. Let's continue to follow and not overstep the Holy Ghost. And we're guaranteed something, Pastor Bronk, as the shepherd of this church. We're guaranteed there's going to be trials. Whew. There's going to be tribulations. But be of good cheer. The shepherd has overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Big dog.
Be an understatement to ask you, did you get anything out of that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Happy Father's Day. And why don't all of our fathers stand up? If you're a father here this morning. Let's give him a great big hand. We appreciate you coming this morning. You're blessed. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Well, do something nice for them today. Fix them a big old bologna sandwich or something. He's not my father. Well, he may be the father of your children. So, and remember, whether your father is saved or not saved, the word says, honor thy father and thy mother. So wait, we don't have a choice in that. We just have a choice to walk in love. Amen. And thank God for our fathers that are in heaven. Amen. Remember what they've done and how merciful he is. I mean, some of them got there. They didn't get there with a whole great big reward. What matters is that they're there. Hallelujah. That's what matters, that they're there. You're going to get to see them for eternity. Glory to God. How many would like to give this morning before you leave here this morning? So we're going to ask you to stand. We're going to put these offering. Did you get anything out of today? How about those people getting saved, getting restoring their life? Thank God for the word exhorted. I feel like I'm going to be followed today. In Jesus' name. So why don't you bring this forward? Bring this forward and give somebody a great big hug and wish our fathers a happy Father's Day, would you?